You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon up in New York City for a third straight show.
I'm Tony Kornheiser. You know, people are getting to wonder if you're ever coming back to the studio. Yeah?
Oh,
yeah?
Really? Because, see, I'm in an actual studio. I'm in one.
Uh-huh.
Let's ask where you are.
Right. Well, I'm in a studio. It's an actual studio.
Yeah.
It's just a little bit off the beaten path.
Just a little bit.
Don't worry.
You can find Sibley Hospital. You can find Mr. Tony.
Soon. Oh, welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the NFL moves forward. Jim Harbaugh considers his options, and Carlos Correa may need another new team. But we begin today with the NFL's plan to accommodate declaring the Buffalo-Cincinnati game no contest. The guts of this accommodation is to play the AFC Championship game at a neutral site if it involves two of these three teams, Buffalo, Kansas City, Cincinnati. Plus, if Baltimore beats Cincinnati on Sunday, and if they were to meet in the wild card round, the home field would be determined by a coin flip, even though Cincinnati has been declared the division winner. Wilbon, what do you think of the plan?
Tony, first of all, there's no surprise. I sat here every day saying this game's not going to be played. And so I know that people with various networks drummed up, you know, some talk as if, oh, what is the NFL going to do? Nothing. They're not going to play the game. So in terms of this other stuff, it just seems like this is kind of drummed up too. But Tony, if you're Kansas City, win the game, and if you're Cincinnati, win the game, and you can essentially avoid, you know, this extra drama that you don't need and nobody on your team wants. So I don't know that we're going to get to these scenarios. It seems like the NFL just had to, it thought it had to do something. I'm not sure it did have to do anything. But, you know, this is the way it goes, and those two teams can win and avoid.
So I feel today like I felt yesterday, that I respect the integrity of the schedule, and I want every team to play the same amount of games, 17 games. It's not going to happen. In this particular case, if Buffalo were to win on Sunday and Kansas City were to lose, I think then we avoid all of this drama. Because I think that comes out mathematically to eliminate the wild card, not the wild card situation, the neutral field. But maybe it doesn't. I don't really understand it. I don't really understand it. But I'll say this about a neutral site. It's going to be very odd to me, Mike, if, for example, Buffalo and Kansas City are playing the AFC Championship game and weather is not involved. I've always thought that was Buffalo's ace in the hole.
Yes,
bad weather deep in the playoffs. I think that's why Josh Allen is so valuable, because he's a great runner. He is a great runner. The other scenario here, the Cincinnati-Baltimore one, actually does strike me as unfair. Because if Cincinnati loses to Baltimore, Baltimore will have beaten Cincinnati twice this year and will have a better division record and the same amount of conference things. But, and this is important, if you're going to have a coin flip, I love a coin flip, I think ESPN should put together an hour show called The Flip. I think Carrie Underwood should sing, and I think the person who actually flips the coin should have great authority and like gambling. You know who I'm talking about? Brent Musburger, laddie. Brent Musburger.
I'm okay with Uncle Brent, Northwestern's own, anytime, as long as you don't give me that Simon Cowell. And, you know, Cincinnati, you're not playing against Lamar Jackson. Win the game. Win the game.
That's right. That's right.
But, you know, by the way, Buffalo does not have a great advantage in weather over Kansas City necessarily in January.
No, because it's cold. Kansas City is cold.
Kansas City's got its own weather issues sometimes. Not like Buffalo.
That's right. That's right.
The National Football League has a full slate of games this weekend. Tomorrow, a couple of games, and Sunday. Mike Tomlin's Steelers are among four 8-8 teams battling for the 7 seed in the AFC. And Aaron Rodgers' Packers are among three competing for the last slot in the NFC. Tone, which team, we can open this up to all of them, has your attention as we head into Week 18?
I've got multiple teams that I'm paying attention to, and you mentioned Green Bay, and Green Bay is one of them. Green Bay will play at Lambeau against Detroit on Sunday, so late that Detroit may be closed out of the playoffs completely. Seattle may be able to close them out. Green Bay, by winning, goes on what we call a five-game heater. They have a Hall of Fame quarterback, and everybody will have to pay attention to them. I have paying attention to Jacksonville. Jacksonville was a disaster last year. Urban Meyer was unfit to be an NFL coach. They hired a good coach. They have won four in a row, five out of six, six out of eight. They started the season 2-6, and they can make the playoffs. And I am paying attention to Philadelphia because they're about to blow this whole deal. They're about to blow being the number one seed. They've lost two in a row, admittedly without Jalen Hurts. He supposedly will come back for this game. I don't know at what percentage. And they're playing the Giants. Giants aren't a real good team, but they're a playoff team, and it's a division game. That one's sort of up for grabs.
Oh, that's great. And I would have included a lot of those teams in there, and I would have said Green Bay or Detroit. And by the way, Uncle Al, and you know who I'm talking about now, texted me to say I didn't get frostbite at that game in Green Bay with Brett Favre.
He was at that game.
Because he called that game, and the temperature was in the 30s. So I just to the great Al Michaels, I say thank you for, you know, historically. He's like, you're confusing all the games you covered in Green Bay, which is true. I'm not paying attention to Green Bay. I'm paying attention to that game, and I'm rooting hard for Detroit. I'm paying attention to the Buffalo Bills. That's it, Tone. The Buffalo Bills.
That's fair.
You know, how that team reacts and how they handle themselves coming out of this and sort of the reaction around the team. The Buffalo Bills. And I'm sure I'm like a lot of people in that, you know, I'll be rooting for Buffalo. I've spent a lot of time in my life. During that four-year run to the Super Bowl, I spent a lot of time in Buffalo. I understand as an outsider can understand, what that franchise, that team, those players, those people mean to that region. And so, Tony, I that's it. I mean, I'm consumed now, you know, with the Bills and how all of this plays out.
I think the assumption is that because Hamlin is getting better, that the Bills are going to come out on their home turf and they're going to be jacked up and they're going to win this game by a lot and dedicated to him.
Yes, I think so too.
But they have not had normal practices this week. We do not know how they are affected because their consciousness has been all over the place as to what they care about. It is actually possible that they're not emotionally ready for that game. They could lose game. Certainly.
But even that.
Certainly you might want to take
that's
New England and plus 7.5.
All reason to pay attention to Buffalo. All reasons.
100% right. We turn now to your boy Jim Harbaugh. Harbaugh had reportedly spoken to Carolina Panthers owner David Tepper early in the week, leading to speculation Harbaugh would return to the NFL. Yesterday, Harbaugh said, quote, "While no one knows what the future holds, I expect that I will be enthusiastically coaching in Michigan in 2023, unquote. However, there is news that the NCAA is investigating Michigan for multiple violations, including a level one violation. Well, by taking all that into consideration, do you think it's likely Harbaugh returns to Michigan?
Tony, I don't think Harbaugh's actively trying to get out of Ann Arbor. But you know what? It's so funny. When you say you say Jim Harbaugh's name, remember that phrase, like it's like 20, 30, 40, 50 years old, actually, because it pertains to something on Happy Days, the show, the television show, Jump the Shark. Jim Harbaugh has jumped the shark. I'm just tired of him. And I know he has just won two big games against Ohio State back-to-back years, you know, to get into
the
playoff and all that.
He's been in the playoffs 2 years in a row. Yeah.
I'm tired of him because he hasn't advanced.
Really?
And so I'm just like, really? And I, as you know, how long did I stump for Jim Harbaugh to become the coach of the Chicago Bears? You know, I wanted that.
Yes.
I did. I know Jim Harbaugh. I like Jim Harbaugh a lot. But, you know, Tony, I don't think the NCAA investigation is going to run him out. I don't think that. And that's just my faith in Michigan as an institution and avoiding any kind of real trouble forever. That's what I think of that. Michigan is on the right side of these issues forever. So I don't think that's going to happen. But Harbaugh, maybe he'll just say, you know what? I've won these games against Ohio State twice and I still can't make a dent in the playoff. Maybe I'll just leave.
This is interesting to me because I know you love Jim Harbaugh. And as a newspaper guy, I love Jim Harbaugh because all the rumors about Harbaugh, he's the source of all the rumors because he loves to have attention. He loves to put a spotlight on himself. I was amazed to even learn that there were these possible violations. I don't know how you have violations now. You can hand money to people.
Right.
You can go to the transfer portal and throw a bunch of 50s down the portal anytime you want. So to get a level one violation, what did Harbaugh do? Did he steal Georgia's bulldog? I don't understand this at all. And by the way, you know, why would you want to go to work for Carolina? Why would you want Sam Darnold as your quarterback necessarily? What are you going to build on? Steve Wilkes deserves
that
job. He deserves it in the way that Rich Bisaccia deserved the Raiders job last year. And look what happened to the Raiders when they didn't give it to him.
Yeah.
And then they talk about Indianapolis wanting Harbaugh. Why would you go there? Another self-indulgent, self-important owner.
Comeback,
they don't have any quarterback. But they don't have any quarterback. Stay in Michigan.
He could play quarterback. He may be the best quarterback on that roster if he was there. Harbaugh himself.
Let's take a break. Coming up is Carlos Correa's deal with the Mets in jeopardy.
And what's the word for the game Lauri Markkanen had last night? It wasn't with the Bulls.
I want to do a shout out.
He was never available.
The NFL
was never healthy enough to take the court.
Its medical staff. The NFL prepared its medical staff. They saved the life of that player. They went out there and they functioned perfectly. People need to recognize how prepared medical staffs are.
Medical staff, training staff.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
It is time to get it on with Lexicon. What's first?
Carlos Correa's future with the Mets appears blank.
My word is uneasy. I don't think, Mike, that he has firm footing with the Mets, and it's already being reported that he's talking to one or two other teams. This is an amazing turn of events to me. When this story first broke that he was going to the Mets, I assumed he was on the Mets. I'm stunned that in the physicals with the Giants and the physicals with the Mets, the teams are backing off. It is being reported that it is a lower leg injury of some sort that he sustained in the minors that hasn't even bothered him since.
He's been a great player.
And he has absolutely been a great player. And now he's going to maybe move. Look. I understand that the Mets would want to make sure that he sticks around for a long time, but nobody sticks around 13 years. If you get 5 or 6 great years out of a player, that's your window. So what you should do is offer him $300 million for 8 years, give him an out each year, and you take an out in the 4th year. And that way I think everybody's happy because he's a very, very good player. And he'll probably end up in San Diego with 9 other shortstops.
Look at you. You're replacing Scott Boras with your negotiating skills. Tony, my word is murky. I don't think he's going to wind up with the Mets. And I think there's some resentment on the part of teams anyway. And ownership is like angry that they're paying out these 11 and 12 year deals and 13 and 10.
Yeah.
They're angry. And you get your revenge any way you can get it, which is to say, oh, yeah, well, we're not going to do that get out. I do. I think there's some contentiousness on the part of ownership and players and players unions in all the sports now. And it's increasing like it was like 30 years ago. So murky. Yeah. I don't know where he's going to wind up, man. But it's just he's been a terrific player. And now all of a sudden these physical exams are turning up stuff that haven't come into play in like years. years. Guys,
it hasn't bothered him at all.
Years. Right.
Hasn't bothered him at all. All right, what's next?
It's blank that Lauri Markkanen had 49 for the Jazz last night.
My word is just, because this makes up for them taking away that three-pointer that he hit the other night that would have beat the Kings. You know, I mean, so I think that's okay. He had 28 in that game, 49 in this game. Mike, over the last 10 games, Lauri Markkanen is averaging 29 points a game. Lauri Markkanen. If you ask me what's wrong with the scoring explosion in the NBA, I give you two words, Lauri Markkanen. What kind of world do we live in where Lauri Markkanen is getting 49 points in an NBA game? I mean, it's sort of amazing to me. I know he was on the Bulls. Didn't you try to run him out of town? Didn't you hate him? I mean, couldn't we look that up
done,
on tape
didn't
that you hated Lauri Markkanen?
I got
Markkanen?
That done.
Yeah. Are you
what
happy
kind of world
with that?
Do we live in? We live in a relative world, and that's my word, relative. Tony, it's not just Lauri Markkanen. My man Sadiq Bey from D.C.'s own Sidwell High School, not a guy you associate with. He had 50 in a game at some point in the last, I don't know, might have been even early last season, but he's had it. Kevin Porter Jr. There are people you don't associate with these kind of crazy numbers, and they are scoring. And it underscores a couple of things. One, Lauri Markkanen, who was chosen seventh, it was by Minnesota, but it was essentially the Bulls because that was in the trade for Jimmy Butler. Lauri Markkanen, 7 feet tall. He can handle the ball like a guard. He can do all the things a small forward can do. You know, some people are calling him Lauri Bird. Nice play on word there.
Really?
I like the finisher better because he's Finnish. Tony, he's a big, incredibly skilled guy. And that's what the NBA is full of right now. They're also full of no defense.
So why did you hate him?
And Kendrick Perkins, our dear friend, said today on the show preceding ours, he said, nobody's playing defense with any force. And Perk would know because Perk used to do that.
Why did you hate him then if he's so skilled?
Because he could never be on the court. He's skilled. Tony, he started a season one night with the Bulls, one season with a 30-20 game. And then he barely played and he'll give you an average of 6 over the next 15 games. So you don't know what he's going to. Now, he is averaging 24.5
this
year.
I like that name, the finisher.
And maybe he's coming into his own. The finisher? You don't like Lauri Bird? I kind of like Lauri Bird.
No, I absolutely don't. I don't. No, there's Larry Bird. And don't ever confuse him with anybody. That's the final word, Bird. Let's take one last break. Still to come, the Browns send home Jadeveon Clowney.
And Notre Dame has a new quarterback. Doesn't everybody? Transfer portal, baby.
Yes.
Party at the transfer
Again,
portal.
You have to conceive of the transfer portal as a giant hole in the ground and just throw money down. And then people come up, they grab it, and they say, do you need a quarterback?
The problem is you said 50s. 50s get you nothing.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Happy time, people. Happy 42nd birthday, Asante Samuel. The cornerback spent 11 years in the NFL, 5 with the Patriots, 3 with the Eagles, 2 with the Falcons. He played on 2 Super Bowl champions in New England, 2003 and 2004. Samuel had 51 career interceptions and twice led the league in picks. He went to 4 Pro Bowls and was first team All-Pro once. His son, Asante Samuel Jr., starts at cornerback now for the Chargers. Father was a 4th-round draft pick out of Central Florida. Son was a 2nd-round pick out of Florida State. So the Samuels joined a bunch of multi-generational NFL families like the Mannings, the Longs, and the Bosas, to name 3.
Going to be tough for Junior to get those 2 Super Bowls to equal his dad. But I don't know. I mean, the Chargers, you know, I always say San Diego. they're on the way up with a great quarterback, and they seem to know what they're doing. Maybe he'll get at least one.
Maybe. A not-so-happy anniversary, Nancy Kerrigan. On this day 29 years ago, the figure skater was clubbed in the knee by a masked assailant after practice at the U.S. Figure Skating Championships in Detroit in a deliberate attempt to cripple her. Everybody remembers a tearful Nancy Kerrigan crying, "Why?" This turned out to be a plot by Jeff Galluli, the ex-husband of Kerrigan's skating rival, Tanya Harding. Both went to the Olympics in Lillehammer the next year, where they were the subject of vast media scrutiny, including interminable columns in the Washington Post by me.
Amen.
Kerrigan won the silver medal, finishing second to 16-year-old Oksana Baiul. Harding did not medal. There is a terrific movie about this called I, Tanya.
You know what? It was interminable. I'm glad you admitted it, because I had less interest in that non-story than anything in Olympic, Winter Olympic history, and you hung on every word. And if you Google my name, you will not find Harding or Kerrigan anywhere in my column writing for that winter, and all of it was under your name.
That's fine. As Benjamin Crowninshield Bradley once said, nothing but readers. Happy trails to Wake Forest for quarterback Sam Hartman. Hartman, who threw for an ACC record 110 touchdowns in five seasons at Wake Forest, and was 27-18 as a starter there, is going to Notre Dame to play a sixth season and replace Drew Pine, who is going to Arizona State, in the latest edition of Transfer Portal Bingo.
Yeah.
Hartman threw for 3,701 yards and 38 touchdowns this season, and he led Wake to a victory over Missouri in something called the Gasparilla Bowl. Hartman will be 24 in July. The only quarterback older than Hartman is Stetson Bennett IV at Georgia. He's already 25. Oh, and Tom Brady.
Well, remember Chris Winkie? Wasn't he pretty old, too? I watched Wake a couple of times this season, Tony. I like to root for small private schools. What a surprise. I really liked watching them. That offense was exciting. They had some nice wins. And if he takes that to Notre Dame, I can't root for him anymore. But, you know, I'm interested to see what he produces.
Fantastic. 1%er viewing habits. Small private schools. One omission, world number
That's
one,
right.
Carlos Alcaraz out of the Australian Open
with
a leg injury. Let's
Exciting
go to the big finish.
Let's do it.
It's good for Djokovic. The Browns sent Jadeveon Clowney home from practice. Your thoughts?
Yesterday, he told Mary Kay Cabot there's a 95% chance he won't be back next season. Wow, Mary Kay Cabot's still breaking stories. The Jets will start Joe Flacco over an injured Mike White in their finale against the Dolphins. Does that make sense to you?
Look, you know, what does that tell you about Zach Wilson's future with the Jets?
Ugh.
Joe Flacco won a Super Bowl. He's a fine guy. He's my age. Enough, right? The Mavs waive Kemba Walker. What do you make of that?
Tony, it's too bad. Kemba Walker was a hell of a player when healthy. Four-time All-Star in the NBA. Won a title with UConn in 2011. I hope this is not the end of the road for Kemba. Really like rooting for him. CBS Sports floated John Calipari as a potential candidate for the Texas job. That makes no sense to me, does it to you?
No. I mean, Kentucky's a much better place to coach basketball, and Kentucky thoroughbred money is the same as Texas oil money. Texas is fine. It's not Kentucky. Last one. South Dakota State faces North Dakota State in Sunday's 1AA championship. Who you got?
Luckily, I got multiple TVs, because why are we putting that game on against the NFL? I don't get that at all. NDSU, reigning champs, Tom. Reigning champs.
We're out of time. We will try and do better the next time. Bartlett's Tree Service. Good job. Thank you.
I'm Mike Wilbon. We're back Monday at 4:30, an hour early because of the championship game, knuckleheads. Check out NBA Countdown tonight at 7. And now, here's SportsCenter.
That's going to ruin my whole day. If I have to do this earlier, what about... I can't...